City, and you want to see the sights.
This is Harold.
Heard all about
this is Harold Jenkins. Texas this is how I keep getting the name mixed up.
Rosie on the House broadcasting from Maricopa County Fairgrounds, where we are having the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show all weekend long. Listen, we're talking about home improvements and how to finance it. We've got Sabrina on the phone from Tucson. We wanted to help her get her daughter into a home. She's a recent college graduate. Congratulations for that. She's got a great paying job. Congratulations for that. Now we got to get her out of the rent program and into the mortgage paying program. One of the things I wanted to bring everybody's attention to in the home improvement fever that's taking over Arizona right now, you've got to get to rosieonthehouse.com and go to any paint question page on the entire website, and you're going to find an unbelievable 30% off any of the Glidden or PPG Pittsburgh Paints products. You print it out, you go to any one of the 12 stores located throughout the state of Arizona, and know with confidence you are buying the best paint made on the planet, and you're buying it at very near discount wholesale painter professional prices. You can only get that at rosieonthehouse.com. We're here with Harold Perkins of the Galaxy Lending Group. And like I say, Sabrina ended the last segment talking about how she and her husband can get their newly graduated, well-employed daughter who has limited to no credit into a home.
Yeah, so a couple things. One, there are loan programs, FHA in particular, where you do not have to have a credit history or a credit score in order to qualify. That's what FHA was designed for. And, you know, they'll look at your payment history on other things that don't show up on your credit report. So like your cell phone, like your utilities if you were renting already, maybe car insurance, anything that you have a bill that you pay every month that you can document. Here's on my bank statement where this money comes out every month to pay the bill. That is enough to get you qualified with FHA. Alternatively, you can build credit, and you can do it with a secured credit card from your bank. Parents can help out by adding their kids onto their existing credit cards. One of the things that's really helpful for the kids in that is that if a parent adds the kid to an existing credit card, the kid gets the entire history of that credit card on their credit report also. So
that's a zinger.
It's a way to
zinger. So boy, make sure you have good credit before you add your kid, because you could hurt him.
Right,
you
your kid. It definitely. And we've seen it before, and it's you know, you have somebody 23, 24 years old applying for the loan, and you look at the credit report, and they have an American Express since 1978. And we're like, well, how? Oh, it's your parents. But it's a really good tool to help establish credit for your kid.
That is a great tip. And if Sabrina wanted to contact you, the number again?
602-595-1233.
Okay, so a recent college graduate, well-employed. That's the very first rung up the ladder of the American dream. The job, the college education, then get into that house.
It is. It is. And, you know, something Sabrina said, that she said that she didn't know if she should even apply. And yes, you should. Because the worst that can happen is we just have to lay out a plan that says, okay, here's the things that we need to work on. Here's what we have to do. And here's how long it'll take to get us to the point where she's going to be able to qualify for that loan. And so maybe she does end up renting for 6 months or a year, but that's okay. Then we have our plan, and as long as we stick to the plan, we go from there.
What builds credit? You talked about credit cards, obviously. Sabrina's daughter had bought a car, so that auto loan. Is that what you're limited to?
No, the credit. I start with the credit card because that does have the biggest impact on your credit history. The payment history on a credit card and how the credit card is used is 35% of your credit score. It's
wow.
The largest chunk of a credit score. A car loan is helpful, but installment loans are actually the smallest piece of a credit score. Besides payment history, but how that car loan will help on the credit is not as impactful. A perfect example, mortgages are an installment loan, and so we've got people that have had foreclosures in the past but still have a high 700 credit score because it's an installment loan. It's not as impactful to the overall credit score as a credit card would be. So credit cards, payment history is the big thing. Pay the bills on time. That's the number one thing. Don't max out your credit cards. Maintain as low a balance as you're able to. The best would be to pay off the balance each month so you're not paying interest. But it's credit card balances, it's payment history. Those are the big things.
And payment history, does that apply to cell phone bills, APS, utility providers, gas?
Utilities,
insurance.
Cell phone, insurance, those kinds of things, those generally do not report to a credit report unless it's bad, unless it's gone to collections.
Their collections.
So
you don't want those.
you don't want your cell phone on your credit report. That usually means it's gone to collection. And so that's
Talking about things that could hurt your credit rating, and I think a lot of people we find, of course, are in this position after what we've been through the last 7 or 8 years. It feels like at least a decade or more. But foreclosures, short sales. We know a lot of people that unfortunately had to go through that experience.
Yep. Foreclosure. So the really good news just in the last few weeks is that Fannie Mae has loosened their guidelines on foreclosures. It used to be if you had a foreclosure in the past, you were not eligible for a Fannie Mae loan for 7 years. That has been reduced to 4 years. Short sales, same thing. Short sales are 4 years now from the date the short sale happened. There were certain circumstances where that was longer, shorter, depending on what was going on, but Fannie Mae has gone to a uniform 4 years from that event, and then you're eligible for conventional financing again. So it has people that were not in the market as buyers because of a short sale or because of a foreclosure from just a few years ago that now are eligible to purchase a home. So if you had applied and you had a prior short sale or foreclosure and you had applied more than a couple of months ago, give us a call back. Let's take a look. Things have changed since then.
The conundrum that you could find yourself in is the house that you were foreclosed on 6 years ago, you could go back and buy at 60% of the same price.
Yeah.
Move right back into the same neighborhood. Yeah.
If it's still available, you're right back there, and it's less expensive for sure.
It is. I would get on my soapbox every once in a while as we were going through that downturn of people that were just literally walking away. And I just would encourage them, look, before you walk away, remember you signed a covenant that you were going to do all you could. And there were a lot of people that weren't doing all they could. And I took a lot of heat for that.
I've taken a lot of heat for the same thing. When you close on the loan, you are signing a note that says you're promising to repay. And there were some people out there that did this strategic default.
Yeah.
That certainly could afford the home, but decided that they just weren't going to pay for it because someone else was able to buy the same home less expensively. I don't know that I agree with that all the way.
I actually know of high 700 scoring, high six-figured people that walked out of this home, bought the home across the street, and allowed this one just to go into foreclosure. There's nothing about that in my world that's right.
And a lot of people talk about, it was an inflated price and everything, but who was the sucker for buying it at the inflated price?
Now, as we go, and especially with the updates in the Fannie guides, though, so that part of it especially was happening in 2007, 2008. And so with going back in a four-year timeline, we're looking at events that maybe happened in 2010.
Yeah.
Well, that's about the time that things started turning back to the positive. And so I don't think we'll find as much of the strategic default. I don't think we'll see people in those scenarios as we have these applications where the foreclosure short sale was 4 years ago. And so because things were on their way back up. So if there is that major event that caused a foreclosure short sale to happen in 2010, it was probably financial hardship. There was probably an issue that came up there. So those should be okay.
And they're back in the market again.
They're back.
Don't stay out because you have that in your history at this point.
Right, and you may have just heard, and this is something that Fannie just changed last month, so you may have looked into this over the summer and got bad news on it. It's time to, but always stay up to date with the guidelines. They're always changing.
And what are the different packages out there now? I grew up and it was always standard 30-year fix. 30-year fix. It was maybe the late 80s we started hearing about this thing called an ARM. And then we started hearing about a 15-year. But take your 30-year, but pay it off at a 15-year schedule. And, you know, the interest you could save on that mortgage over the course of the life of the mortgage, was huge.
Yeah, it is. Well, if you can you can have any term you want. So you can go anywhere from, I think you can go as low as 7 years up to 30 at any increment in between. So we can do a 17-year loan if you want it, or a 13-year. And if you can afford a 15-year, though, 15-year, your interest rate is going to be 0.75% lower than a 30-year. So if a 15-year payment will fit in your budget, do the 15-year. The interest is in the low threes for a 15-year loan.
Well, and I was taught early on in our financial counseling to get the 30-year, but pay it off in the 15-year. Should you ever have a little glitch in your income, you've got a little bit of a cushion built in. My parents, my aunts, my uncles, my grandparents, before they would put a penny in savings, they would get 2 months ahead in their mortgage.
Yep.
That was just the way it was done back then.
I remember as a kid, and this was before computers, and so my dad had an amortization schedule and a highlighter, and it's like, so here's the extra principal payment I made so that I'm ahead, and at the time I'm 10 years old. I don't know what you're talking about. But you know, now I still remember that, and it's still something. Maybe that's why I do this now. But yeah, it's a good point. If you have a job with fluctuating income, maybe you're a commission person, maybe you do take that 30-year term, but make 15-year payments in case you have a light month. If you're a salary, you know your income's going to be there, you know the things are steady. The shorter term loan you can take, the better interest rate you're going to get. And so we'll always encourage a shorter term.
And if we could start thinking, getting people to start thinking about reducing interest out, increasing interest in, we can fundamentally change the way society continually restores itself and gets itself in debt. More when we get back here at Rosie on the House.